Working out, taking care of the family, playing golf. So it's been good.
When did you guys have the baby?
Monday week, so tomorrow will be a full week. So it's 12:55.
Boy, girl.
Girl.
Yeah. Name?
Blakely.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a pretty eventful week.
It was. I did that, and then I got on a plane and flew to New York and had to work out there, and then we were in contact here, and then came back home and hung out with the family for a little bit. Got to see her and hang out there, and then we decided, you know, was able to come up here. So.
What day did you go to the Jets, son?
Flew out Monday, yeah.
Like the baby was born?
Like the baby was born, I left, yeah. So, my wife's a good wife.
She has to be.
Yeah. It's real good.
Absentee.
Yeah.
When you walk into the building, does it feel like you never left, or is it a little weird with some new faces around? What's that?
Definitely new faces, but you know, the old faces that I know, it feels like you never left, and it's just great to be back and be around the guys.
When did you get the call to come here?
My agent sent this, I think it was like Thursday or Friday. I don't know when we set the flight came up on Saturday. We just came in time, so I think the training camp and the, you know, competition is a workout.
Were you getting a lot of interest?
Not really in the spring, but as soon as training camp hit, we started hitting really big. I told my wife it was funny because we didn't hear anything all spring, and then right before she goes into labor, we got a bunch of calls. So it was eventful, but it kind of made the time fly pretty quick, and it's been fun. So I enjoyed getting to stay at home with the family and seeing my daughter born.
You had a lot of life going on. How do you work out during that time? What do you have to do to keep stay on your game?
My wife told me we're not both meant to be stay-at-home parents, so she told me to get out of the house, and so I got out of the house and pretended like, you know, it was just a regular job, which, you know, you have to do. And so I'd go work out, and then I'd play golf, and if she needed me, I'd go wherever she needed.
Do you have someone that you can snap to? Or how does that work?
I do. I snap to my brother. I've been snapping to him ever since I started snapping back in eighth grade. But also have a, you know, I snap against a goal post, and I know how to kind of do it on my own too.
So many years you came in, this was your job. I don't say advancing age, but you're coming in and asked to compete for that job.
I think every year's competition. You know, even when I'm by myself, I'm still competing. I mean, it's just the same thing as me getting calls, workouts along other places, and I still, you know, once the regular season hits, I think you're still competing every week. So it's this is a business that you're not guaranteed anything.
From 08 to, I mean, last year, you were primarily been the guy. Is a little bit of hurt feelings when, you know, they bring some other new guy? I know you're back now, but when that call's not coming, what's the thoughts going through your head?
No, it's definitely not hurt. I mean, I took it as an aspect of that I was going to get to do pretty much the same thing I did last offseason. I knew that I was going to get a call at some point. I didn't know from who. But, you know, last year was so great. It's been with my son. You know, it's a lot of dads can't do that, what I got to do with him. And so that was well worth it. And so, you know, the time passes as you're working out, and you just got to stay in shape. I mean, it's the same thing that I went through back in 07 and in 08. So it's, you know, you kind of get used to it, especially at this position.
Did you guys kick field goals today?
We snapped. So, yeah.
How did it feel?
It went good, yeah. Yeah, I thought it went well. So for the first day, I think, you know, obviously it's a work in progress, you know, but it's always, you know, even if you're in the playoffs, you're still working on it. So.
What are the first things you have to talk to Justin about in terms of style and timing?
I think it's just getting to know him first, you know, and him knowing me. And so it's just working together, and, you know, that's pretty much what we do is just getting out there and doing it. There's not a whole lot of talk. You know, there's a little bit and what's comfortable with, but, you know, you just want to get to work and then kind of go from there.
How much do you stay in contact with Mason?
Most of the offseason, yeah.
With all the interest you were getting, was coming to Green Bay
Oh, absolutely. Just because, you know, Mason, Aaron, and all the other guys, like, you know, that I've been here with forever. And obviously, you know, the coaches and the way everything's kind of run. You know how training camps run. You know the city, and you're able to kind of, you know, it's like home.
So is Blakely your second child?
Yes. Yeah. We have 2-year-old son and then her.
Brett, how many snaps do you think you practice before the call starting count? I mean, you stay busy, I'm sure.
I snap 2 times a week, which is pretty much what I did. Even if I was coming into an off-season, like OTAs or whatever I did after OTAs, and I kept the same off-season workout that I've had over the last 10 years.
So even though you didn't really get any calls during the spring, it sounds like you were pretty confident that this wasn't over and that you were gonna go somewhere?
I just always feel that way. I mean, until my agent basically says no, I mean, I'm going to continue to work out and go from there.